Okay. It's top of the morning. I was just cruising, riding, the jazz is sounding good, feeling good. I'm feeling good this morning. I feel I'm medical. It's PCN to you. If you want to say it in English, that's what Yahushua said. That's what he was pulling up on the people saying. If you don't know who Yahushua is, that's Jesus. What they call Jesus, Yahushua. Yahushua say, peace be unto you. He said it all throughout the Bible. So good morning to y'all, man. Blessed. You've been with us this morning. That's what it is. It's a blessing, man. It's time for us to give a blessing to somebody. We'll be blessed. And you give a blessing to somebody, you will be blessed. You know, so that's what this is about. We're so cool and ride this morning. And I'm getting the spirits. That's what, you know how we do. We get in the spirits in the morning. You got to get flowing and going. So we're going to cover some things this morning. I want to talk to y'all about, especially about Social Security number and stuff like that. Maybe one of the pictures of CPA and that little grid and understanding what pertains to all that, with the Social Security and the birth certificate and all these instruments that are being used in this system. They're being used to your detriment, and that's where you need to look at. That's what you need to look at for your injury, for your claim. Just look to those instruments. Instruments of paper trails that's been harming you. They're not there for you, they're there against you because you don't even know that they exist. So no full disclosure. There's a lot of things there, you know, fraudulent and no good. And it's, you know, that's what they tell you, by the way. If you were to try to present something to them, and especially in the wrong way, they will try to tell you that you're presenting it for fraud. So you have to understand it was created in fraud. It is fraud, and there's no way around that. And the prophet said, I'm speaking none other than Noble Drew Ali, the illustrious prophet Noble Drew Ali, Yahushua come again. Said, hey, no need for the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, the application of those amendments for the salvation of my people. You don't need that for your salvation. Can't get no salvation in that. How you get salvation is something artificial. That's all artificial. I don't care how you say it, how you package it up. Yeah, you can dress it up any way you want to. It's your pizza, you can put whatever topping you like on it. But in the end, it's an artificial creation. It's a fiction. That's right. That's what it is. So that's what you choose to do. News you choose to use, and you're going to lose. You feel me? Because that's why the prophet said, he brought something that's bigger than you, man. You can't tear this down. It'll tear you down. That's right. It'll tear you down. So when they deny you, accept those denials and get back on course. Get back on course and be yourself. You're listening to none other than City Monday on the Morning Trip, Blog Talk Radio. I thank y'all for sliding through today. Y'all can go to my website, Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. And Almore Consultation LLC.com. And don't forget to slide through on Queen Kitty. QueenKitty.net. That's Kitty with a K. Queen Kitty, KITTY, KingQuitty.net. And Queen Kitty at MVM Products. I know what I'm talking about for that snapback. Yes. For them kitties that purr. So, yeah. So, In keeping in tune with what's going on, you need to understand, we need to understand the Social Security Administration and the number, and why was it created, and why do everybody ask for it, and why do we give it to every and anybody that we call, that calls us, we talk to, everybody wants it. And we don't understand the implications of that. We don't understand that's how it's being tracked and information is being used. You understand that you don't have to give that information to everybody. It's not your employer, you know, not the IRS. You know what I'm talking about? So you got to, you know, you got to watch who you're giving it to. All right? So that's the one understanding that we're trying to get on right here, too, right now. And then just understanding, like, when you how to really set up a CPN. Because a lot of people use CPNs, especially in the hood. You know, people use CPNs, man. They using them like they socials. They tie in and mix the game. They mix in the same game with that CPN, hitting the same spots, the same creditors, all that, with the CPN that they was mixed with the other name. No good. Not going to work like that. Not successful like that. You know, you got to go off the radar. You know, you got to understand the the name, the digits, the 10 digits, the name, the last name, the first name, the compare. Well, you know, there's some credit that have multiple addresses anywhere. Not inaccurate, but you have to know that. You just keep looking at it on your report. And, hey, you don't even live there. It don't matter if you lived there before. You don't have to. Yeah, send me something where you got my signature. What y'all talking about? Okay, so zip code, date of birth, match, the social media. And rather, you know, you need to get somewhere, somebody that you ain't never used before. No way. Yeah, with it. You hear me? So you want to change. Ensuring that you're not mad. You want to not mad. James Bond, follow 7 minute signs. All right? So that's what you want to do. And it's accepted. And you can build it up. So just like you can build your credit, you can start a new credit file. That's what you're actually doing, okay? Not, oh, let me get a number and let me go start doing the same. No, you're starting a credit file. So you got to work your way in, put your lines and stuff on, you know, build up, establish it. You see, everybody want to get a check and run off with it. You know, get some information and just run off with it instead of study. You know, and you're like, man, you could have been so far ahead if you would have knew what you knew now, if you would have just studied. Yeah, if you would have just studied, yeah, you knew that game. Yeah, you had that game back then, but you didn't know it like it is now because you just didn't study. You just took it and ran with it. You feel me? And that's what we do a lot. And that's why we lose, because we don't study. So the people who win in this, the people who study it, because the people who study it, we give you back the information. Then you got to tap in, and either you got to buy the game, you feel me, or you got to press like. Yeah, you got to tap in so the subscription, so they can see how many people subscribing, and then, yeah, that pays up. You feel me? But how are you benefiting? You feel me? You benefited from the game. That's right. But you need to get all the way in the game by knowing the game yourself. Then you don't have to pay for it. But you might got to pay for it in the beginning, because that's what I do. Yeah, if something I don't know, hey, I had to pay for it to get in. Was it a seminar, or was it a book, an e-book, or something? I got to get it, you know? So that's where it goes. So only reason you should give out your social security number is for your employment, tax matters. If you're trying to receive public assistance, oh yeah, you would want to use that. Of course, you would want to use that number. If you're trying to get a driver's license, you're gonna have to use a social security number to register a motor vehicle. That's what they want. Now, other groups and agencies and companies that ask you for that social security number, and do they have a legal right? No, they don't have a legal right. All right? So you got to understand there's privacy rights, and there's privacy acts out there, in particular the 1974 Privacy Act. So that protects your rights. That protects your rights. You can refuse if you want to. And that's another thing. See, people get scared. Oh, we're going to work. How am I going to do this? It's like you voluntarily agreeing into withholding. That's a voluntary withholding agreement. There's it right there. I've been for years young trying to get jobs as a youth jobs and stuff, looking on them walls. Anybody having to do that stuff on there about voluntary withholding? I thought it was just part of the job scene. Everybody thought, yeah, W-4 and all this stuff. W-2, W-4s and stuff. Yeah, but it's a voluntary withholding agreement. You're volunteering to have your funds withheld. Okay? So if you don't read and understand, you just go with everything what everybody else doing, John, Dick, and Hank. depends how that goes. Because legal critics. Okay, so before I was distracted, I had to get rid of my distraction. Excuse me. Okay, so yeah, so understanding that, man, just understanding how to price, how to, you know, stay private, man. Really just understanding the system that's going on here, understanding how to play the game, how to blend in the American dream, okay? Okay, so a lot of people have been calling it too, asking about let me get back to this. So if you're trying to apply for the credit cards and stuff, so you got to remember, you don't want to use the address. You don't want to rent a previous job, nothing, not your home, put your home bid or nothing. Anything that leads you to that old credit file, yeah. You don't want none of that. You don't want to, and the same people you've been getting business from, you don't want to do business with them type of people no more. The credit card people and all that. You want to try different people now. You don't even want to link nothing. You want to try to go all new routes, all new things. You feel me? Start a file with all new things. You know, that you never even used before. All right. Use my little stuff like little gas station cars, little rental places. You might get a little rental box. TJ bags, a little Target card, stuff like that. You know, get a little stuff on your file. You know, you can't be in no rush. See, that's what everybody positing is. You want to be in a rush. You have to build this thing up and perfect this thing. You feel me? And all that stuff will come on to you. First, seek the kingdom of heaven. That's in your mind. Get your mind right. If you and everything else will come to you. Yes, anything will drop on you. So that's what you need to know. All right? Then you can get you in when you get signed. You can go and get you a secured credit card. See, nobody will deny that. But you had a little thing to step on there. Then you get you a secure card. You put your money down. And then eventually they're going to, charge, make small purchases. You feel me? And pay everything, bam. Pay them off monthly, boop. Good. So that's how they go, all right? So that's one of the biggest things. Just understanding that you don't want to contaminate to a foul. That's what that is. You don't want to contaminate your game, man. You don't want to go back, mess with the same people, the same information, same phone numbers and stuff, because that computer system's tough now. That computer system's tough. Sniff you out, okay? You get double parts the wrong way. Got you tied in. Go see the link. Yeah, you want it to work now, all right. So your credit privacy number, CPN means private. Credit privacy number, all right? That's what you want, okay? Then you got consumer rights. You got legal rights. You got legal. You got legal credit and consumer rights, all right? That's Title V, so you understand the Privacy Act and what's going on. It's not hard, man, okay? You know, you don't even put, on the application, they're asking you, your former mom's, your mother's, or your spouse's maiden name, or people's maiden name, you don't ask for none of that stuff on there. Yeah, you don't get nothing that links it in, y'all. So it's professionals, it's people that know how to do that stuff, like myself, that know how to clean it up for you and get you a good one going and know how to put stuff on there. You just got to have patience. You've got to have patience. So that's what I did. Yeah, that's what I did. I had patience. I sit back and build things patiently. Yeah, like a master painter. I'm not trying to keep up with, I'm on my own time, on my own pace. And that's what works for me. That's what's successful for me, and that's what you need to do for you. Don't be trying to keep up with everybody else. Be on your own time. Forward progress is the best progress. As long as you're moving forward, that's what matters in your mind and your physical. You feel me? Yeah, everything is spiritual. Make sure you're moving forward. That's the only thing. Don't be looking back. You're going to be doing the same thing, making the same mistakes. Yeah, that's bogus. Yeah, you don't have time for that. You only got so much time on this lane. Right? So don't try to, one of the things too, don't be trying to, people be trying to apply for banks and finance companies and stuff that you previously had credit. I got to mention that multiple times. You don't want to mess with some same type of lenders and creditors and stuff like that. All right? You want to get at a new, you want to get a new checking account at a bank or a credit union or somewhere that you met, you had never to mess with in the past. All right? You don't want to list no other, like I said, no other creditors. Don't put if you got a spouse, don't put your spouse name on there. No. You keep all of that stuff, right? Yeah. So that's for that for today. I wanted to give us on that. I do want to go more into Social Security, but that's something I want you guys to Google and go look into the Social Security. I am going to read some of that stuff to you today, just to see some things, right? What they got and what it means. Definitely is voluntary. All this stuff is voluntary. Okay, on the credit repair, we go thoroughly through your credit and see why we getting your credit cleaned up. We will get you cards. Now, only way you won't get no cards if you're just a person that's been blowing to people and they get you credit. You just blow them and ain't nobody looking at no credit, and you got to go in and straighten you up on that. But if you're a person that haven't had none, maybe had a one before, you haven't had none, they got plenty of them out there that will get you. We'll get you some cards in the meantime while we're cleaning this stuff up, and you're going to start seeing it move. You're going to see a jump. You're going to see a decrease, but you're going to see other things being put on there. You're going to see other things being taken off. But in the meantime, you're going to be getting cards, you're going to be getting merchandise, credit cards, and companies with catalogs, and you can shop at home. You can buy products even food. They have a lot of good merchandise. People who give you credit lines. Yep, with no credit, bad credit. Yeah, they give it to you. So just that being in the know, once again, that's what we in the know for. So like I said, why are we taking over your credit file for the bureaus and going through there and straightening up and challenging and pulling stuff off of there? They're quicker and faster than what some others, they got firms and stuff out there. They're going to hit you up every month, too. So, yeah, that. Exclusive searches. A lot of the brothers, especially in the pen, they want their exclusive searches. A lot of us out here, you should be doing exclusive searches. Why? Why is that important, Sweetie Mom Bay? Important because it's a trail. Now, some people say, oh, man, I'm going to tap into that. That's mine. It's not yours. I beg to differ. It's not yours. It's somebody else. You keep saying it's yours, but how can you keep saying that's not you? If you're saying that's not you, then how is that yours? I'm just trying to understand that logic. You're saying that person is not you, but that's yours. Now, in your proper person, if proprietary persona is yours, in your proper person, you have an injury claim. That's why that's so important. All the instruments are important for the paper trail. The paper trail for the injury stuff. Yep, that's what it's proper for. Yep, and nothing else. Okay? It's not yours. We didn't create it. But we were injured by it. So that's the thing about it. Okay? So, flesh and blood. Now you got a flesh and blood claim. You feel me? Now you bring the parties to justice. Now you do your diligence. And listen, and then you got a class action because you got your whole family, your whole community out. Yeah, you have your whole family with you. You ain't just thinking about yourself. You don't care what their plot is, what their lot is in life. You don't care if they up or down. Yeah, who are you? Yeah, who are you? You come from the same soil they come from. You know, you want to get it together, get everybody in your claim. class action. Yeah, but what are you looking for? What are you looking for your remittance? What are you looking for? Because what do they have to give you? This is your land. What do they have to give you? Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So what are you searching for and what are you looking for? Now, if you want a promissory note, then you can ask for a promissory note. They have promissory notes to give. They have a system if you want. You can get some resources through there, some energy through that. If you need to get back to who you are, that's the best redemption is being yourself. When you be here to the land. Yes. Yeah. You go tied to the land when you be yourself. But that said, once again, you're on Blog Talk Radio in the Morning Dip with Studio Mombay. Don't forget to go to the website, Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, and have more consultation at LFC.com. See the information, any type of consultation on anything you hear us talking about. This is the history of Virginia that I wanted to go over. Now, like I said, I was doing some DNA research, and that's where it tied me to the early Virginians. But he tried to say the early African Americans, because this history over here is brief. You see, they only been here for so many years. So 300 years, that's what they're gonna trace back. That's what you, when you black, your history don't start no farther than that, 1700, 1774. Yeah. 18, 19, 20. Yeah, you got 3 years. 300 whole years. That's what you got. Your black history. Yeah, but what about before that? So that's what, when they told me my DNA was from the early Virginians, they tried to put me in the slave area, 300 years. So the early was one of there. Oh, what the ones who were there before that time? But you knocked them upside the head. Mm-hmm. So I just dug a little deeper. So I was studying the history of Virginia, early people. And the original inhabitants of Virginia arrived from 10,000 years ago. These were people of Paleo-Indian culture who, like their successors, the Archean culture people, lived mainly by hunting and fishing. From about 1,000 BCE, the woodland culture began to make pottery and to grow such crops as corn, maize, beans, and squash. The coastal areas of eastern Virginia supported the indigenous people who fished in the rivers and bays and hunted wild fowl. At the time of European settlement in the early 17th century, various tribal groups lived in the area. However, the early English settlers dealt mostly the Powhatan Confederacy, an alliance of some 3 Algonquian-speaking peoples of the Tidewater. United to the powerful chief, Powhatan. The colonial period. The purposes of the representatives of the Virginia County of London, who lived at present in Baytown in May 1607, colonized in the state. Representative of the Virginia Company of London, who landed at present day Baytown in May 1607. Were not only to colonize, but also to Christianize, to open new areas for trade, and to guard against further inroads by the Spanish, who already had colonized what is now Florida. Hunger, forced shelter, hostility from the indigenous people, and rapid disease has gathered constantly on the brink of dissolution. A tobacco industry was death. Marriage in 1613. However, I'm just looking at the Jamestown River and how it flows and how the settlement is. I'm thinking about the Bay Area and how you got all the schools and the schools and stuff that run back there. And that's the one Byron and Bethel Island. It's the triple, man. And how you go through the Mississippi and the Grand Canyon and stuff. And how our foremothers and fathers dredged and, you know, the traps, rolled from one coast to the other coast, trading with our tribes, against our nation, our kingdom. But we don't see it as that now. We are so divided. We did war. We did war and division and greed, man, and the European rule. Got to make a fight against each other. You got to make sure the house divided. The house divided can't stand. So he's a minority amongst us. So you got to make sure we divide and make sure we don't see each other as one and the same. They may keep us all fighting and warring and confused and drugged up. And miseducated and dumbed down. Yeah, you know, fool us, man. So that's for that. So Powhatan Confederacy. So let's check into the Powhatan. Powhatan, North American Indian Confederacy. Powhatan Confederacy of at least 30 Algonquian speaking North American Indian tribes that once occupied most of what is now Tidewater, Virginia, the eastern shore of the Chesapeake Bay, and possibly southern Maryland. The Confederacy had been formed by and named for a powerful chief, Powhatan, shortly before the colonial settlement of Jamestown in 1607. The tribes of the Confederacy provided mutual military support and paid taxes to Powhatan in the food, silk, copper, and pearls. Listen, many of the Confederacy villages were consisted of long-running settlements for these men. They were situated in fields and cultivated corn, maize, beans, squash, and other vegetables. These were occupied with hunting and warfare. Hostilities developed between the Powhatan Confederacy and the English. They did not enter the province until 1676. Long-standing conflicts with the Iroquois were ended by a treaty in 1722, but the greatly reduced Powhatan population continued to decline. Those on the eastern shore of Virginia who had long intermarried with free and enslaved Africans were driven off in 1831 during the disturbances caused by a slave rebellion led by Nat Turner. In the early 21st century, population estimates indicated approximately 2,000 individuals of Powhatan descent. Okay. The battle is on that. Now, the Algonquian languages, our Algonquian languages, also spelled Algonquian, North American Indian languages. Member languages are or were spoken in Canada, New England, the Atlantic coastal region southward to North Carolina, and the Great Lakes region and surrounding areas westward to the Rocky Mountains. Among the numerous Algonquian languages are Cree, Ojibwa, Cheyenne, Mi'kmaq, Arapaho, and Fox-Sauk Kickapoo. The term Algonquian, often spelled this way to differentiate it from the family, referred to a dialect of Ojibwa. Algonquian languages have been classified by some scholars as belonging to a larger language group, the Macro-Algonquian phylum. See also Macro-Algonquian languages. So we'll see that. Macro-Algonquian languages also spell Macro-Algonquian, major group, or superstock of North American Indian languages. It is composed of nine families, and a total of 24 languages or dialect groups. The language family included in Macro-Algonquian are Algonquian with 13 languages, Yurok with one language, Wyatt with one language, Muscogean with four languages, and Natchez, Atacapa, Chitimacha, Tanaka, and Tonkawa with one language, a piece of the same name. The Macro-Algonquian languages were spoken prior to European settlement in eastern North America, from Labrador and eastern Quebec down the Atlantic state coast of North Carolina, around the Great Lakes west into Saskatchewan. That's my people. That's my tribe. Alberta, Montana schools. Wyoming, and Colorado. In the southeastern United States, from eastern Texas to Florida and Georgia and north into Tennessee, and in an isolated area in North Carolina, Wyatt. Major languages in the film are the Cree and Anu, Montagnes and Naskapi, in Canada, the Ojibwa, Algonquian, Ottawa, and Chukchi dialects of southern Ontario, the Mi'kmaq language of eastern Canada, and the Blackfoot language of Montana and Alberta. These are Algonquian languages. The Choctaw, Chickasaw dialects are spoken in Mississippi, and the Muskogee or Creek and Seminole dialects are spoken in Oklahoma, Alabama, and Florida. These languages belong to the Muskogee family. Give it in. Give it up. Like many American Indian languages, the Macro-Algonquian languages are polysynthetic in their structure. That is, they form words out of many so-called bound elements, which may not be used except in combination with other such elements, which serve as nouns, verbs, adjectives, and adverbs. Thus, a single Algonquian word may carry the meaning of an entire sentence in English. These languages make great use of suffixes and, to some extent, prefixes. They also use inflection as a grammatical device and have some development of case. In addition, they may use the make use of words stem modifications such as reduplication, doubling the stem word or syllables thereof. Algonquian languages, North American Indian, okay? So that's what you listen to what they're saying. So American Indian, also called Indian, Native American, Indigenous American, Aboriginal American, Amerindian, or Amerind, member of any of the Aboriginal peoples of the Western Hemisphere. Okay, we're going to go right there. Aboriginal, any of the member of the Aboriginal Western, of the Western Hemisphere, in geography, the Western Hemisphere, part of Earth comprising North and South America and the surrounding waters. Okay, that means the Bahamas, Haiti, Cuba. In between there, if it's North and South America, then in between you have the Isthmus, Mexico, what you call Central America, okay? And the surrounding waters. Longitudes 20 west and 160 east are often considered its boundaries. Some geographers, however, define the Western Hemisphere as being the half of the Earth that lies west of the Greenwich Meridian, prime meridian zero longitude, continuing to the 180th meridian. According to this scheme, the Western Hemisphere includes not only North and South America, so portions of Africa, Europe, Antarctica, and Asia. Very deep. Right. See? So this is how deep we spread. So you in the Western Hemisphere, okay, so North and South, so that's the North, so what about the South? So you go to the South, South America is the fourth largest of the world continent. It's the southern portion of the landmass, generally referred to as the New World, the Western Hemisphere, or simply the Americas. The continent is compact and roughly triangular in shape, being broad in the North and tapered into a point, Cape Horn, Chile in the South. South America is bounded by the Caribbean Sea to the northwest and north, the Atlantic Ocean to the northeast, east, and southeast, and the Pacific Ocean to the west. In the northwest, it is joined to North America by the Isthmus of Panama, a land bridge narrowing to about 50 miles, 80 kilometers at one point. Straight past the south of Cape Horn separates South America from Antarctica. Relatively few islands within the continent except in the south. These include the glaciated coastal archipelago of Argentina and Chile. The Falkland and Malvinas Islands are east of southern Argentina. To the north, the West Indies stretch from Trinidad to Florida, but those islands usually are associated with North America. Of the remainder,
Most are small oceanic islands off the coast of South America, including the Galapagos Islands, Ecuador, in the Pacific Ocean. South America has a total area of about 6,878,000 square miles, 17,814,000 square kilometers, or roughly one-eighth of the land surface of Earth. Its greatest north-south extent is about 4,700 miles from Galinas, Colombia, Cape Horn, while its greatest east-west extent is some 3,300 miles from Cape Branco, Brazil, to Point Arenas, Peru, at 22,831 feet, 6,959 meters above sea level. Mount Aconcagua in Argentina, is not only the continent's highest point, but also the highest elevation in the Western Hemisphere. The Balcarce Peninsula on the southeastern coast of Argentina includes the lowest point at 131 feet, 40 meters below sea level. In relation to its area, the continent's coastline, some 15,800 miles, and is exceptionally short. The name of America is derived from that of the Italian navigator Amerigo Vespucci, one of the earliest European explorers of the world. The term America originally applied to South America, but the designation soon was applied to the entire land map because Mexico share in Iberian heritage with nearly all of South America. This entire region frequently is grouped with the name Latin America. South America's geologic consists of two isometric parts. In the larger eastern portion are found a number of stable shields forming highland regions separated by large basins, including the vast Amazon basin. The western portion is occupied almost entirely by the Andes Mountains. So, listen to this. I really wanted to give us that, and I went into that in depth from North America to South America, and North America including Canada, and all that was speaking on, because how far we travel, how deep your roots are, okay? When you speak of North America, we speak of the Western Hemisphere and the original people, Aboriginal people here, and the tribes, you know, it's in depth. Like, you spread out, you know? Your blood lineage is spread out, you know, and that's what we need to understand. Like, it's like who we are. It's like, quit believing the hype, you know, quit believing the hype, you know, that you are this and you are that and that you're not something. You're not Negroes, black in colors. How can you be Negroes? Where them come from? Where they create Negroes at? I tell you where they create Negroes at. In the good old U.S. of A. That's where they create Negroes, blacks and colors, and African Americans, and Indians, and whites. Yeah, that's where they create all these names, these titles. Yeah, that's where they create all of these for these instruments. They put these titles to them, put these names and these titles to these instruments, you know? They're not appellations, you know? We just was reading about, you know, how the names, you know, how the names are created. You got to have some substance. So we just out here just moving. So tying into yourself is how you get, being yourself is how you get full redemption, ladies and gentlemen, knowing who you are. Everybody say, oh, we got all black folks. Say, oh, we got Indian in us. I mean, you are the original. How can you have Indian in you and you just been over here? If you claim you just been over here and you say you ain't no African, you ain't been African, well, you ain't been in India either. How you got Indian in you then? You know, how you got Africa and Indian in you then over here? How you got all these people in you? And you got European. How you got all these people in you? Man, you're the originator. Remember that. You're the originator. You was already here. We already know that in Moorish history. We know we was here 10,000 plus years before the Europeans even came over here. We know that. We have been off civilized this plane. Well, come on now. We're the navigators. That's what the Moors are. We're the navigators. You know, we circumnavigated the globe. You know, using the earth or the plane, the sky. Using the solar plane as our guide. With the prophet said, Yahushua will come again. But to read the fallen creation of man, the creation of fallen man, you better read it. Yeah. So, yeah, that's why we're here on this plane now. So it's time for us to just elevate. It's time for elevate. It's time to really come out of this bull. Okay, so listen, on the Q-Sub searches, when you get your birth certificate, okay, you get the numbers on there, and you do a Q-Sub search. You don't know how to do it, contact us. So we'll get it done for you. Yeah, the birth certificate, get your Social Security card, get Social Security number. Yeah, you run the Q-Sub search. The back of it, the number on the back, the little red numbers, yeah, you run the Q-Sub on it. If you got the red numbers on the back of the birth certificate, we run the numbers. If you got bank account, we run the numbers. Anything you got, marriage certificate, yeah, all of them, we run the numbers. When you get back some documents and you see it from Fidelity and TR, Rome, and these different broken companies, and you see the assets in these portfolios tied to that image and likeness that you've been using and you've been applying for, when you see your birth certificate, when it has a bond tied to it for hundreds of millions of dollars, when you see billions of dollars of stuff in those names, then you would know being yourself pays. Because, see, it doesn't pay in that form. Because if it paid, then you would already be paid. It doesn't pay in that form. And for you to try to claim that form is still artificial. What that has to do with you being yourself? Just be yourself. First you seek first the kingdom of heaven, all things be added unto you. Be yourself. You have a lustrous history. Your foremothers and fathers left the earth land for you. They let Matt carve out your place. You just got to know who you are. You know the history. You know they already slaughtered us and wiped us out here. You see what's going on now. Look at all the stuff in the air. Yeah, they did it before. They didn't drop bombs on Oklahoma, all kinds of stuff. So what you think is in the water? What you think is in the air? What you think is in the food? Come on, y'all. And we sleep, and they done turned it up. That's because it's in the ethers for everybody to wake up. You see, that's the era we in now. You feel me? We in that era now. We came out that piskin. You feel me? We in that aquarium age now. We in that age, that spiritual enlightenment and heightening. You feel me? And it's like, hey, you give people game for free. I go study for free and give you the game. And all you got to do is just keep coming back and tell other people to come back. And then that's how I win. Because then they say, people say, we're going to give you some advertising. Oh, you do this. Like, yeah, so that's how that goes. It's free. It's just information aid. Just you have information that somebody doesn't have. So you get them Q-Sub search, and when you see them billions of dollars and billions of dollars, you be like, man, why am I paying bills? What's going on? Then you start understanding some different things, and it's good to be yourself. It's even so good to be yourself that you don't get criminalized under the Negro Act. Yeah, you don't get criminalized under the Negro Act. Let's pull that up, too. The sundry free more of that. The Sundry Free Sports Act of 1790. Yeah, let's pull that up. Yeah, see, y'all don't understand what's going on. We don't understand about the black coal laws. Let's see. Petition of the Free Moors of South Carolina. Let's read what they petitioned to the House. I can't read. That was so small. Ooh, I got to find one of the bigger one than that. Let's see what Wikipedia got right here. Ooh. That one was so small. Let me go get the one out of Morris. I want the one from the, yeah, I want the one from the Library of Congress so you can see. Yeah, it's the implication of the man just being black is tough, man. Okay, yeah, let me read this one. It's tough, man. We don't know it, but okay. The state records of South Carolina. I got it here on file. Right here. Journals of the House of Representatives. This is why it doesn't pay to be black. This is why when they pull you over, they can treat you the way they do. When you put out that ID to show they have jurisdiction that you are black. Yeah, to show that you're a chattel property. You're a corporate artificial person. Man, they smell anything, do anything, they own your helmet. So listen to this. Now, this 1790. Now, they was on their game in 1790. This is how I show you how educated Moors are. Okay, being in your right, in your proprietor persona, so Jewish, being in your right mind, I probably say, right? So, listen to this 1790. And this is, what, 2021? And we still running around claiming black tags? Listen to this. Then we're going to go into the black hole laws, okay? We're going to the black hole laws. Of 1724 next. I'm going to show you something today, all right? the State Records of South Carolina, Journals of the House of Representatives, 1789 to 1790, Michael E. Stevens, editor, Christian M. Allen, assistant editor, published for the South Carolina Department of Archives and History by the University of South Carolina Press, Columbia, South Carolina. Copyright 1984 by the South Carolina Department of Archives and History. First edition published in Columbia, South Carolina by the University of South Carolina Press, Manifest United States of America, the ISBN 087-249-9448. 20th of January, 1790, page 363. Continue from previous page there too. Our committee are Mr. Hugh Rutledge, Major Pickney, and Mr. Diaz. House Journal 4, January 1790 through the 20th of January 1790. A petition was presented to the House from sundry free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents in this state, praying that in case they should commit any fault amendable to be brought to justice, that they as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state will be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. The humble petition of Francis, Danielle, Hammond, and Samuel, free Moors in behalf of themselves and their wives Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Clorinda, humbly show us that your petitioners, some years past, had the misfortune while fighting in the defense of their country to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa. That attorney Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador, then residing in England. Ooh, I need some water. Hold on, y'all. Residing in England. Ooh. Okay, then reside in England, in order to have them return to their own country, instead of which he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves. Since that period, they have, by the greatest industry, been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. And now pray of your honorable house that as freeborn subjects of a prince, now in alliance with these United States, that they may not be considered a subject to a law of this state, now in force called the Negro Law, for that they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury, and your petitioners, as in duty bound, will ever pray. One, order that it be referred to a committee. The following gentlemen were accordingly appointed, Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pickney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the free Moors, which he read in his place, and afterwards delivered it at the clerk's table where it was again read for information. Ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through was agreed to and is as follows. It is, report that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation apply to them, and that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in this state, are not triable by the law for the better ordering and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Resolved that this house do agree with the report. Okay, so that's 1789, 1790, man. So you got it. You know, hey, people saying, hey, this ain't, these laws that y'all got is hold on constitutional. We constitutional law abiders. We're into the constitutional fold. So make sure that we got constitutional justice going on. That's what they're saying. Okay, to give it to you raw. All right. Now let's go to the black coal law. Black Coal Law 1724. I know I got you on auto tune. Statistics breakdown. So let's go to Wikipedia. Let's go see what Wikipedia say. And then let's see what this other one say right here. I got one of them super. Okay, here it goes. It says Christian Black Coals of 1724. See, I just type in Black Coals, but the real name of it is that's what it is. Okay, seven pages, Christian Black Codes of 1724, extensive breakdown coming. It says, the Christian Black Codes of 1724 were initiated during Reconstruction after the Civil War to control blacks after they were emancipated. passed by southern states, instead of giving blacks the same rights as white people, the code limited the blacks' freedom severely. Listen, y'all, it's still going on. They included that blacks had to be in service of a white person, that they could not have congregations together, can't be hanging out, that they could not speak out, huh? And that they could not have weapons, huh? Can't keep no weapons, huh? Give you a criminal charge so you won't keep no weapons. They also included that blacks could not go out without a white supervisor. Thus, blacks had to take on the religions and holidays and gods of their white superiors. These same black codes were said to have been made null and void with the ratification of the 13th Amendment in 1865, although many southern states adopted black codes to keep former slaves from voting, don't that sound familiar, and imposed other restrictions, still fighting for voting rights today. The 14th and 15th Amendments were to supposedly had eliminated these codes, but as you read them down below and study the law of the land in conjunction with religion and politics, you'll discover these codes have been modernized in a disguise, and many are still in effect. The Christian Black Codes of 1724. Article 1 decrees the expulsion of the Jews from the colony. Expulsion of the Jews from the colony. Kick you out the colony. Make it imperative on masters. Okay, Article 2. Make it imperative on masters to impart religious instruction to their slaves. Article 3. Permits the exercise of the Roman Catholic's creed only. Every other mode of worship is prohibited. And some of you would say, well, I'm not a Roman Catholic. Yeah, the church is the Roman creed, period. The church and Christianity comes far is under that. That's the mother company and the sister company. Yeah. Come on now. Article 4. Negroes placed under the direction or supervision of any other person than a Catholic are liable to confiscation. Article 5. Sundays and holy days, holidays, are to be strictly observed. All Negroes found at work on these days are to be confiscated. So there you go where you get your Sunday. You don't want to do nothing. You want to go to church. Well, Sunday ain't the first day of the week. Man, the Lord wasn't resting on Sunday. Man, the first, huh? Yeah, that's the first day of the week. He was working. He didn't rest on Sunday. That was the first day of the week. Anyway, Article 6. We forbid our white subjects of both sexes to marry with the blacks under penalty of being fined and subjected to some other arbitrary punishment. We forbid our curates, priests, or missionaries of our secular or regular clergy, or even our chaplains in our Navy, to sanction such marriages. We also forbid all of our white subjects and even the manumitted or freeborn blacks to live in a state of concubinage with slaves should there be any issue from this kind of intercourse. It is our will that the person so offending and the master of the slave should pay each a fine of 300 livres. Should said issue be the result of concubinage of the master with his slave, said master should not only pay the fine, but be deprived of the slave and of the children, who shall be adjudged to the hospital of the locality. Ain't that something? You get a hospital on, you look on your birth certificate. And said slave shall be forever incapable of being set free. But shall this illicit intercourse have existed between a free black and his slave, when said slave, according to the form described by the church, said slave shall become free and legitimate. And in such case, there should be no application of the penalties mentioned in the present article. Come out of her, or partake of her sins. Come out of her. The prophet said he's giving the church of Christianity back to the European. It's theirs. It's for their earthly salvation. They're coming back to Islamism. It's for our earthly and divine salvation. Man, I check my history. Even on their DNA test, to show you where my people from. And when you go study back the history from over there, with Nigeria and all those plains and all those places over there, yeah, and then Cameroon and stuff where it showed where my stuff was over there, because they was Islamic before Christianity. So if anything, I'm going to go back further than that. You feel me? Okay, Article 7. The ceremonies and forms prescribed by the Ordinance of Blois and by the Edict of 1691 for marriage shall be observed both with regard to free persons and slaves, but to consider the father and mother of the slave is not necessary. That of the master should be the only one required. Go get your stuff. You go get your marriage license.
marriage license are bonded all the way in slavery. Article 8, when you get married, that's bogus. Article 8, we forbid all curates to process to affect marriages between slaves without the proof of the consent of their master. And we also forbid all masters to force their slaves into marriages against their will. So you got to go down there and get his marriage certificate and license. Article 9, under his jurisdiction, makes the ward, y'all ward his day, y'all his property. That's my nigga right there. Article 9, children issued from the marriage of slaves shall follow the condition of their parents and shall belong to the master of the wife and not of the husband, if the husband and the wife have different masters. And that's why you get that when they give y'all, ladies, when they give y'all that welfare check, whatever they do now, and food things, so you can't have that man in the house. No, I can't have that man in the house. You know that. You know better than that. Can't put him down. Yeah, you got to come on the low, on the down low. Keep it on the down low. Yeah, can't let them people know. Article 10. If the husband be a slave and the wife a free woman, it is our will that their children, of whatever sex they be, shall share the condition of their mother and be as free as she, notwithstanding the servitude of their father. And if the father be free and the mother a slave, then the children shall be slaves. Article 11. Masters shall have their Christian slaves buried in consecrated ground. Article 12. We forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons, no guns, or heavy cakes under the penalty of being whipped, and having said weapons confiscated for the benefit of the person seizing the same. An exception is made in favor of those slaves who are hunting or are shooting for their masters, and who carry with them a written permission to that effect, or are being designated by some known mark or badge, meaning you're working for the law. Okay, they got you out on the hunt. Go chase down some more niggas. Yeah, we need you, boy. You run good. We're going to deputize you right now real quick. Come on now. Come on, boy, with these hound dogs. We're going to hang you if you don't. Article 13. We forbid slaves belonging to different masters together in crowds, either by day or by night, under the pretext of a wedding or for any other cause, either at the dwelling or on the grounds of one of their masters or elsewhere, unless on the highways or in secluded places, under the penalty of corporal punishment, which shall not be less than the whip. In case of frequent offenses of the kind, the officer shall be branded with the mark of the flower de luz. Boom, put that whip, And should there be aggravating circumstances, capital punishment may be applied at the discretion of the judges. We command all of our subjects, be they officials or not, to seize offenders, to arrest and conduct them to prison, although there should be not judgment against them. You got to take your family and put them in prison and make you believe, oh, tough on crime. Man, this stuff, they just repeating this stuff right here, man. This stuff going on today. And you going to church, we going to church paying tithes to this stuff. We paying tithes to keep this stuff going on, to keep this system running. I said it. Yeah, I said it, and it's the truth. Don't be mad at me. Go study and find out. It's something I found out and know. And the truth is the truth. And the truth will set you free. And when you come up out of her, then you won't partake of her sin, and you won't be on the bottom rung no more. You'll be back on top. But as long as you keep staying in her image and her likeness and her name and thinking you're a Negro, black and colored, African-American, Ethiopian, Indian, white, all these different tags that they got coined, that's your property, you keep playing the game with them, that you're artificial, and then that you're not a natural person, then shame on you. Article 14. Masters who shall be convicted of having permitted or tolerated such gatherings, as aforesaid, composed of other slaves in their own, shall be sentenced individually to indemnify their neighbors for the damages occasioned by said gatherings, and to pay for the first time a fine of 30 livres, and double that sum on the repetitions of the offense. Hey, and check this out, man. And what's up with the schools? So are y'all going to be some fools and send y'all children to school? And they can't get no shot 12 and under, and even the people who get shot, it doesn't work. So why would you send, why would you subject your whole self and your family and deal with that turmoil every day of them coming and going, of what they're breathing, touching, and coming in? They don't know no better. They know how to keep no mask on. So whatever they bring in from the diseases and sicknesses in other people's houses, because it's sure out there, you think in a room of 40 or 50 people that nobody has that in the house?
oh, my gosh, did he say that? Come on. So they in there, little Johnny, they're breathing. They're bringing it to your house. You're getting headaches and stuff coming on to you. And every day, and then you got little children in the house that don't go to school and stuff. And then you bringing that stuff in every day. Every day, you don't know. Hey, hey, even during a regular year when that stuff ain't going on, you bring sickness in. You feel me? Because the other little Johnnies and them in there sick. So come on, people, y'all better think it out. Make them get it right. Got to shut the whole system down. Make everybody stay at home. Make them educate from school. Make everybody stay at home. Get all the working industry. Shut down everything. Shut down the whole of America. Make them feed the people and do right. See what happens. People have to come to your rescue then. Man, it's deep over here, man. It's a genocide going on right now. Genocide against the natural people, the aboriginals. People are waking up. Martin Luther King said it. You know, the Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. Man, we at home, folks. And we definitely at home, man. So, listen, the credit game is not hard. I mean, that's something you could play. But the thing is, like I said, I do that stuff. That's what we do. That's what we do with legal empowerment. That's what we do with our more conversation. That's what we do. We clean it up quick, 45, 90 days. You start seeing it. But it's going to take longer than that for you to really have the balance, the equilibrium, have the balance in all of your reports. Because there's more than just those three bureaus. A lot of stuff going on. And you got to have balance. You got to shut down systems. You got to put new information into the system. You got to go keep punching and pounding them about the old information that they keep reporting. And, you know, it's going to take time. But in the meantime, you're going to see stuff happening. You're going to see adjustment. We're going to be able to get you cards, help you out. We're going to put another $1,500 in your pocket if you can't get credit and credit cards. People with credit already, we'll find cards for you. A lot of people just don't know it's a system out there that you could pull cards from the different bureaus. We'll look at your reports. We'll see what you have. We'll see what we could go pull from the different bureaus. And we're going to get you some cards. And that's how we do that. So we'll put some money in your pocket so you have something to run around with. You know, you don't need no cash. You'll have that. We'll get you some store credit. You know, so our merchandise cards. You know, $5,000 credit, $2,500. Yeah, we'll shop furniture for the house, clothes and food. They got all that stuff now online. It's deep. So we'll get that stuff for you. That's what we'll work on, and that's what we do. So don't forget to tap into LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com. That's the website. And AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R, ConsultationLLC.com. If you're tapping in to Scooby Mambe in the morning drip, Blog Talk Radio, we went over a few things this morning. We went over the Social Security number. People always ask me for that. Like I said, that's not something that you're supposed to give out to everybody. Okay, you need to know that. And that's the better you can start doing to getting away from not using that, the better you're going to do. And you can create you a new file, a new number, and use it. Excuse me. And put lines on it, put credit lines on it. You can use it and start building the flow slowly with credit and start using it and just learn what's going on, man. And don't bite into what's going on. Don't be a party to it. You've been injured long enough, put your claim in. Yeah, put your injury claim in with your family. Show the injury that's been done against you. Go have a civic meeting. Go sit down with the mayor or the governor or something. Yeah, be civil. Have a civil meeting. You want to speak to them about nationality and immigration. You have a civil meeting, yeah. People get you a real travel as far as travel around the world. But, yeah, that's what this is about. And it's about, like I said, if you got good credit and stuff, put your family on it. Authorize you. You don't got to give them the card. Keep the cards. If you don't want to trust nobody to use them, I wouldn't give them to nobody neither. I put you on there, though, so they report to your report to the bureaus for you that you got this credit line and this history. Yeah. And I even give you a couple dollars. Put me on yours, man. I got a couple hundred for you. Put me on. Let it stay on there for about 3 months with us. So stay on there and be stuck. Appreciate you, fam. Yeah, your aunties, your uncles, your granny, somebody that got them cars and stuff. They got unlimited. And the people who got them cars, you got unlimited users, authorized users you could put on there. And you could charge people with authorized users. Yeah. You could charge people. Yeah, AU. Yeah, they can't get cars, so you put them on as authorized users on cars. Put them on as authorized users and start to help them build up their credentials. And that's how that go. Get them a boost. Yeah, you got them unlimited cars, man. You can make buku money. I got a relative stop working. He stopped working. He got hit to the game. He got an Amex and a Chase card. I mean, he got unlimited authorized users. When he started getting them 300 of WAPs, people put them on there. Man, the man that stopped working, man, was working a good job. Yeah, I said, well, but there's no such thing as a good job. That's what my cousin does. There's no such thing as a good job, a great job. It might be a good job, no great job. Yeah. But he stopped working. And then, man, I make enough on my cards. Yeah, so when they send you them cards and you got them limits and you can get more and more. Yeah, use them. Put people on, use authorized users. Start you with a company, a credit builder company. You put authorized users. Man, you got 12 cards, you got 20 cards. Your partner got 20 cards, your other partner got 12, 15 cards. Man, y'all got an AU company. Yeah, you got an AU company, credit builder. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you got. Multiple people on multiple people, and you in there. Yep. How many cards do you need? Multiple people times 20 cards, 10 cards. You feel me? Multiple people. Man, you got 10 of y'all, got 10 cards, that's 100 cards right there. And you got a card. You can get 100 cards with unlimited, how many ever number of authorized users. Man, y'all can start a little company, and bang, bang, people buy in. Okay, people buy, they got to hit the link, buy, get something to put on their credit. That's about one of these cards. All right? So, that's the game. You know, I'm just passing out a little stuff. Like I said, man, if you want to clean up your credit, you want to build your credit, we clean up your credit, and we build it up. That's it. We put AU on there. We do a lot of stuff. We do business formation, too. We do business formation. We build your business up. We put everything on it. Man, you have your phone numbers, all your links, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. You have all your names. You have all your social stuff. LinkedIn, all that type of stuff. Yeah, we have all that type of stuff. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's Yelp. We do everything. We're trying to get it going. So if you need any type of help with those demonstrations, we got it. Like I said, those Q-tip numbers, Q-tip searches are important, y'all. People say it's important. If you got loved ones in the pen, hey, look out. We do prison work. Yeah, we do prison work too. We don't do no prison reform. We don't try to reform no system that's been on and creating no crookedness. We trying to shut the prison down. That's what we focusing on. Man, y'all support y'all people, man. We're gonna shut the place down, man. Y'all support y'all people. Send them literature and send them some money, man. Send them some money for the next year. Tell them to shut down. Tell them don't go to work. Don't do nothing. Hey, we got y'all. I'm only send you 40 to 50 bucks for the month. Hey, but that's enough. As long as they got some shit, you get them some food, you send them a package for the quarter, and you send them 40, 50 bucks for the month, and you send them some literature, they'll survive off that. They'll make us some oodles and noodles, and they'll survive off that and send them bills. They won't go to work. They won't do nothing and let them pay for all that time. Yeah, tell everybody who's going to court, shut it down. You ain't taking no kind of deal. Everybody go to trial. Shut the whole system, backlog everything down. You don't want no attorneys. They faking you. No. You ain't taking no deal. Everybody going to trial. Oh, man, you shut the whole system down. Overnight, Rome would fall. They'd be coming in there negotiating. What's going on? What can we do? But, hey, if the cow's new, did all they had to do was a couple of them sacrifice and they could break through the barbed wire and be free, they would. If the elephant knew that that little chain was on his foot holding me in the little circus in the tent, if he just raised it up and out of fear, and he could have raised it up, he could go anywhere he wants. If the horse, as elegant as he is and jumping, just wanted to, just thought about it, could just jump over the wire, over the fence. But no, they all stayed here because they've been domesticated. They've been trained a certain way out of their natural course. So that's what we find ourselves at. That's the lessons that we're learning, and we got to come out of her. Everything you've been taught needs to be investigated, rethought, re-looked at. Yeah, everything we've been taught, because we're losing. If we're losing, if everything we've been doing is a loss and we're losing, then somebody's been fooling us. We've been bamboozled, hoodwinked. Man, Malcolm, on top of it. Everybody who got on top of their game and learned how to figure it out,
took them down, tried to set them up to their demise. So we just law abiders, man. Stay in law. Man, Constitution, y'all. Constitution for that supreme law of the land with the treaties enforced. All contracts and engagements that they had in the Confederation is valid against the United States now. Go study those contracts and engagements. Go study to who they indebted to, what went on. And most importantly, find out who you are. Find out who you are. You keep saying you ain't African. You ain't Negro or Black neither. You ain't colored neither. You ain't African-American either. Who are you? Find out who you are, your people, your tribe. Google, who are the Virginians? Go study the North American, the Indian, who that's supposed to be. Because it's not India. They keep saying the Indians were here. This is not India, everybody. Listen, folks. So this can be, if they whoever going to want to claim and say their name is Indian, then this is not your home. That means you came here. That don't mean you're not welcome. I don't mean to say it's not your home like that. That don't mean you're not welcome, but that don't mean you're not Aboriginal if you're Indian. Because Indian is from India, okay? So that don't mean you're not Aboriginal. It's the Aboriginal people here. That's what we are. That's why the land ain't being claimed, because the Aboriginal people ain't standing up. But the people who know they're Aboriginal, they got a portion of this land to claim they own, and they're recognized. So who are you, once again? Are you recognized? So that's what we're focusing on, to be recognized, okay? Remember, they got the five civilized tribes, okay? Who are you? Okay, from Pocahontas Confederacy. What does that consist of? The Tidewater region. Mm-hmm. The Algonquian. Algonquian. Mm-hmm. Algonquian language. Okay? Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Do you fall under that? Are you one of those? Cree, Cherokee, Blacktaw, Blackfoot, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Muskegean. Are your people in one of them? See how you can go back and trace yourself? You see, all you got to do is go check if you won the tribe. You always saying you got Cherokee or this thing you can check. Are you in the Algonquians? Are you in the five civilized? Is one of the pieces of this land a piece of yours that you can claim your own? I think it is. Martin Luther King said it. The Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. Only thing he didn't say was the reason you're exiled is because you're a Negro. And that's what you keep thinking, because I'm Black. No, yeah, because you're Black. Because you're Black and a Negro, you're exiled. Because those are not prominent people. Those are not real people. Those are artificial people. Those are chattel property. Those are people property. Yeah, you ostracized in society. Yeah, you blackballed and blacklisted. Yeah, of course. But you want to keep claiming onto it. And now they just gave you a culture with it to dress it up now. The dance, the music, the dress, sag the pants, all that. That's to keep you impressed with it. That's more, no more than a Band-Aid. That's like a prisoner having they giving you computers and cell phones where you can tap and you can, you know, you got gadgets and gadgets you can play with you right at home. You know, you don't care if you go there, you got everything you need. And you can social media and networks and tech. Shit, what do you care? Yeah. So yeah, that's the thing right there. Just understanding that, hey, you on the morning dip with Suleiman Bey. And by the way, on Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, this is called the morning drip, but we're going to start be going to the prime time. And I'm going to start going on the days that my sisters and my aunties and them ain't on giving up that mortgage game. I'm going to go on every day that they not going. I'm going to be going. So that means they be going on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and then mostly like on Sundays or something like that. I'm going to go opposite them days, but I'm going to be going on nights. And listen, because my brothers and sisters in the PN, they be wanting to, you know, boom, tune in at the times where they could tune in and tap in or whatever and digital, you know, profile and call or whatever or not. So I'm going to put it on those times. So I don't know if I'm going to change the name to the evening drip or whatever. Or I'm going to find something up. I'm going to keep it that and just say it's going to be in the evening, and that's what it is, you know. So that's how that's going to go, and I haven't figured out the time yet, but it's probably be somewhere around 8 or 9 Central Time. 8 o'clock Central Time would be 9 o'clock Eastern, be 6 o'clock West Coast Time. Everybody be out moving and grooving on yards and doing whatever, phones and all that there. So, okay. So, yeah, it won't be too late on the East. People still be alive and up and moving and grooving too. So that's how we'll do that. So
Yeah, folks, get you some fame, man. Put you some money into yourself, right, my man. Put it into your family. Put it into the, put them on authorized users, your business formation, start your business, build up profiles. It's all, man. Just play the game. Play the game, man. You don't got to use that social with the game. You can create your own file and use something inside the system if you want to be inside the system like that. But I suggest that you gather up all the information, all the instruments that's been used against you, that they thought you thought was for you, that's been used against you. You need to document all that evidence. And once you document all that evidence, then you need to bring it to the forefront in the proper way so you can be repaired. That's what your reparation is. Be repaired, become in your proper self so you can be repaired and be known amongst the family, recognized as a nation amongst the family of nations. That's how you do it. You come to them as yourself, as your nation amongst nations. And if you Muskegean like my family, Muskegean, Wootoo-woo Bay tribe, recognized by the government and everybody, government, them government, everybody else. That's how that goes. Okay? So that's what we're focusing on. That's what's up. That's the order of the day. If you ain't on that, then you're not on nothing. If you want to run around and be artificial, then you're going to have to watch the movie Ted again. Watch Ted and watch Ted 2. That's what's going to happen to you in the end. You're going to get laughed out of court and they're going to say, hey, you just should tell property. You don't have no rights. That's what happened to you when you go to court. That's when you're sitting up there and you're waiting and you go through all these other courts and then you're hoping and waiting for Congress or the Supreme Court. Well, facts. Congress is the new slave owner and the Supreme Court, if you was a natural person, the Supreme Court would have had original jurisdiction. But since you're being artificial now, you're going through these non-article courts, non-article three courts, and you're just being trampled on without any constitutional rights in process, without any supreme law in effect. So that's what's going on to you. So you're being abused, trampled on. You're stateless. You're nationless. When you don't have identity, nobody's going to come to your rescue. There's nowhere for redress. Where can you file a grievance at? With who? You're represented by the stars and bars, the red, white, and blue. That's the sister flag of the Confederacy flag. That's the sister flag of the British, England. So when you look at the Queen, what flag? She got a red, white, and blue. Yeah, they didn't break away from their mother too far. They got their independence because they wanted to be free. But you got to remember that Virginia was England's first royal colony, the Virginia Company. So y'all got to understand what's going on. Just understand you was here before them. That stuff was 1600. Man, you were way, your history is way illustrious. So they say you from the original Virginias and from the 1600, 300, 400 years, right? Remember, being you them people, man. You the original 10,000, 12,000. You better go check your blood with the Powhatan tribe and go see where your great-granny them was from and what reservation they was on and what was the names and stuff. Better tap in or tap out because it's that time. You're on Blog Talk Radio in the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Man, I thank y'all for riding with me today. I know I don't be coming on every day. I'm trying to get more steady. And I got my people coming in. They can start doing the YouTube and stuff for legal empowerment. You can start looking for that legal empowerment for the YouTube and the Instagram, the blogs and stuff. Start giving y'all some information that you can use, man. You know, we got some beautiful faces. Representatives behind this company, man, what we doing, man. And we're going to make ourselves known, man. It's that time to give y'all the news that you can use to benefit and we'll come up together. All you got to do is keep pressing like, man. You don't got to like how we look. You don't got to like what we're sitting at or what's going on. You got to be none of that. You know, but we're going to give you what works. We're going to give you what we know that's proven to work. And that's what we're going to give to you that you can use and benefit from. Every time you tap in and listen, you're like, man, I benefit from them. And I tapped in with them. Man, they got me some cards. You feel me? You tap in, hit us up, check us out. Listen, if you just want some credit cards, if you can't get credit cards just because you think your score is too low, if you got a 580 and better and you just ain't blew them people's money they didn't gave it to you before, and you just sitting around don't know that you can have five or six credit cards in your pocket with a 580 score, with right at a 600 score, 580, man, give us a ring at that legalempowermentgroup101.com. Tickle our hip there, or at almoreconsultationllc.com. Those two websites. And listen, leave your information, and we will hook you up. And we'll hook you up with merchandise credit. We'll hook you up with merchandise credit so you can go tell a friend. You know, we want you to just tap in. That's your free sample, okay? That's your limited free sample, and that's we're gonna do that for a few days and see how that goes. You tap into LegalEmpowerment Group101.com in the next few days, and then we just go give you some credit cards. We're gonna put some credit cards, line you up for some credit cards specifically to your score. You tell us your score. You tap in with your email and leave your score, your three scores. Get your three scores. Give us each one. Boom, 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 and then we go send you back the information on what cards specifically to go apply for. And we're going to show you how to apply for them all at the same time with a click. So if it's three, you're going to put all three of them in and click all at the same time so you can process them all at the same time. Boop, 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 boop. And then so more than likely you get two out of three on that pool. And then you go, we'll do the other one. Doop, 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 doop. And we'll get you in and we'll get you some merchandise cards. So we'll get you at least two cards, and then we'll get you two merchandise cards. $1,500, $2,000. You can go buy stuff for your house, you know, and instead of going to Walmart or somewhere that ain't reporting, these people not only are you going to buy for them, they're going to give you credit, but they're going to report to build your credit. Okay, so you go get the cards that are going to build your credit, then you go get the merchandise cards that you're going to buy from their catalog, but it's going to report to the three bureaus. So that's what you want. So like I said, tap into us at LegalEmpowerMidGroup101.com. Leave your name and your email address and put your three scores from the three bureaus. And we'll send you over the information for some cards for you and send you over the information for some merchandise cards. So we'll hook you up with a nice package. You feel me? We'll hook you up with a package. It was over $2,000 between cards. In the cards, you're going to have if you have no credit, we'll get you at least two cards, so you get you put $600 in. It'll give you $300. You might luck up. Depending on what your score is, you might get more than that, depending on what card it is. Have to look at it and see. There's other cards out there. You might get $400 or $500, depending on what it is. We'll get you two cards, though. Put your two cards in your pocket, and we'll get you two credit lines of merchandise. We'll hook you up. Yeah, that's what we go do. And we just go tell a friend and like it, and we go start hitting you up with the YouTube and the Instagram for that is coming. So, like I said, I thank y'all for tuning in, and it's really been a blessing to be able to give y'all whatever I got. That's all we could do. Tap into the Christian Black Codes of 1724, y'all. Go look at them. It's the same thing that's going on now. Tap into the Sundry Free Moors Act of 1789, South Carolina. They tell you, man. These laws and stuff they got here, they discriminate. Everything from the zip code where you live, everything, it's practice discrimination. If you live in a poor area and you apply to something with your zip code, you're not going to get anything. The zip code tells it all. But you could go apply for something, and if you had your area code and your folks' place where they live up somewhere in a prominent area, you got more action than anything there. Yeah, so you got to understand that. When you start in business and you're setting your businesses up, you're setting them up in a poor area, that's the kind of funding you go get, kind of fun opportunity you go get. You need to set it up in prominent areas, set up areas with prominent area codes with the state of the higher living, standard of living. Okay? You know how to manipulate the banking system if you got a business. Put money in the bank every day. Every day, 3 months, that's what they want to see. Every day for 3 months, make it increase. 1 month, put $100 a day. You start off, you got it. Next month, put $200 a day. Next month, put $300 a day. They'll see you progressing. Oh, man, they want to get you along. And they go, because they see in the numbers. It's a depository. They end up putting in deposits. They just put money in there and just let it sit. There's one money there, and just like, oh, I got $20,000 in the bank, just let it sit. No, they want to see how many deposits, transactions. That's what they're making their fees. Okay? So you manipulate the system like that. And you put that money in there. Ooh. Yeah, you know, put that money in there. You know, $5,000 a month, 3 months, that'll get you somewhere. Get you a secure card, pay your bills, man, get you somewhere. So, hey, look, peace and love. I thank y'all for coming through. Don't forget, man, share the work with your family. Put your family in authorized users. Help clean each other up with the credit. Let's do all the stuff, man. Let's just try to be better with one another. Help our families out. Okay?
what it is. Shout out to Suleiman Bay, the morning trip, blog talk, like I said. This week coming up, starting Monday, we're going to go to evenings. I haven't decided what time yet. But just link me in. I have it to where when my show ever comes, it's show on your phone. And you can tap in. Tap in and tell a friend. And don't forget to tap in. If you got prisoners that need help, don't forget to tap in and leave your email address at legalempowermentgroup101.com. We help them out with literature, research, send books in. There's a lot of stuff that we do for them and for the families. So tap into us. We're in conjunction with a nonprofit organization called HELP, Helping Earth Acquire Life through Humanity, Texas-based and out of California as well. And we accept donations, and we do a lot of things in the community. So we appreciate y'all, man, coming through Blog Talk Radio in the morning here for Suleiman Bay. And like I said, keep tapping in. I see y'all out in Alaska and, man, there's some different places. Let me see. Let me go to the dashboard over here real quick while we get ready to cap out and see all the different places where they've been linking in at, man. Man, we got Alaska up there, Canada. Yeah. That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Alaska, Canada, West Africa, Peru. That's Peru, Canada, Alaska, United States, and China. Yeah, so 2% in China. That's cool. I appreciate y'all. Canada, 1.6%. The Netherlands, Denmark, this been tapping in. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Tell more people, man. Y'all got some topics y'all want me to tap in on, man, hit us up. Hit us up at legalempowermentgroup101.com. You want us to open up the lines? Let us know. Let us know. Tap up, leave your email, leave your information. We appreciate y'all for coming to Blog Talk Radio. You've been on the Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bay on the morning drip. Man, have a nice, blessed day, man. I look forward to seeing y'all again. Peace.